We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Each day, millions of children go online to view and interact with friends, fans, and strangers. But, of course, the anything-goes nature of the Internet puts kids at risk because predators find their victims on the Internet, and also kids can be harassed, threatened, and even cyberbullied. Joining me now is social media intelligence expert, police officer, and founder of Safe School Systems, Dr. Steve Webb. So thank you very much for joining me today, Doctor. So first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself and give us a little bit of your background history.
Sure. I've been an educator for 27 years, 26 of those years as a school administrator. I'm also a law enforcement officer for the last over a decade. I'm a trained ALICE instructor. ALICE is a response system for schools when there is an active shooter. And I'm a RAIDer, and that's through the ALICE Institute as well. And what a RAIDer does is I train law enforcement how to go into a school solo engagement by themselves and mitigate the perpetrator without any harm coming to that officer. And the reason why we do that, and the reason why I do that all over the U.S., is that we learned way back in 1999 with Columbine, the way we address these events was wrong. We waited too long. So we came up with a way to go in solo, to make sure we don't harm any of the children that are present, and go straight to the perpetrator. That's learning our lesson and doing things better. But still yet, we see people over and over again not learning those lessons and not adhering to that, not being properly trained. So I started Safe School Systems, an organization to help schools and communities look at behaviors before that incident, rather than just concentrating on response and what do we do when we have a school shooter. I look specifically at those behaviors that we might be able to target and help with the mental health of these children before they do this. Because once you have somebody with a gun there, it's too late.
So you say that kids are living in an online world, which is much different than the real world. Can you explain that to parents and tell parents what they actually need to know about what is really going on?
Absolutely. We are in the stage now of parenting as when we find that our children are in their bedrooms and they're quiet, or they're maybe on the couch and they're looking at their device. They're very quiet. We equate that with being good and that they're safe. They're within our sight, so there's no problems. That's in fact not the case, and we're seeing that more and more, and especially with this COVID-19 situation, where they're being quarantined in their home, they're away from their friends. It's turning more into this online arena to where the trauma is daily. We're talking about cyberbullying, cyber stalking, privacy concerns. Day after day, kids are getting on their device to try to belong to some type of niche, some type of online niche that they can't use personal skills to do. So they're doing crazy things to be able to enter that niche. And that is causing a whole lot of problems for our kids. We already know that physical abuse is up by over 20% because we're just not seeing these kids. And parents are having to work and leave them with whoever they can find because daycares have been shut down. It's really a bad time for kids, and we need to really wake up and find out what's going on with them.
Yeah, I realize that kids all want to be liked, and that's a part of the online situation. But being online all day, every day, what other effect does it have on our kids?
Well, it certainly adds to the depression that our kids find. I mean, they have enough trouble dealing with crisis as it is. And then they get into an online situation where they may see a friend send a derogatory message to them or even to other friends. I mean, you have a child that one day has a group of friends and they're all in some type of electronic form, and then the next day it's a different group of friends, you know there's bullying going on, and you need to step in. But there's only one way to do that, and that's to communicate with your kids, find out about their world, find out what's on their phones in terms of their apps, and be involved in that. Understand it. Go online and find out about those apps so you can be talking the same language as those kids, because that's tough for us, especially my age where I didn't grow up with that. It's tough to get into that world, and that's why I wrote the book, to make people understand that you can do it. I did it. I became a cyber investigator because I wanted to understand this other side of the world that children are living in.
Okay, now, of course, cyberbullying is a big problem nowadays, but how is it actually affecting the suicide rates in children in the U.S.?
Well, suicide rates had already increased so much where it's now the second leading cause of death for our young people. And what a lot of people don't understand is they want to focus on school shootings and that type of violence, because mass media, they throw it out there all over the place. We probably heard of every single shooting that occurred in 2019, and maybe even with this crisis, we've got people that are certainly on edge right now. But what we don't understand is every 40 seconds, somebody commits suicide. Every 40 seconds. And we don't hear about any of that online. I've investigated so many autopsies and investigations of children who committed suicide, and so many of those pictures that I had to look at, the last thing the child was looking at before they committed suicide was their phone. And that's the world we've got to get a better handle on.
How can you tell if kids are being cyberbullied? Are there any warning signs that we should be on the lookout for?
Certainly. If your child is experiencing headaches and stomach aches and things that they won't eat, there's changes in their eating habits, then that's the time to have a communication with them, not just on what they ate before or are they sick or do they have the virus. That's a conversation to find out what they're experiencing in terms of their trauma, their life. Because remember, they were being quiet. So we equate that with being good. Don't just ignore it and say, hey, they're being good. They're here at the house. They're not out running around. So we're happy that they're safe. That's not making them safe. If they all of a sudden don't like the activity that they used to love to do with you, some people think, well, that's just a kid being a kid. And I'm here to tell you, sometimes it's because they're losing interest in everything. Their depression is causing them to lose interest in anything that made them happy because they don't feel that happy anymore. If you see a child that's experiencing depression, that is emotionless, or even has some sudden outbursts from no emotion, know that they're getting some trauma somewhere within their life. And right now, it's through technology, because we're all being quarantined here for a long number of months, and we're not able to be around our friends. We're not able to be around support groups. Their only support is you, parents. You need to communicate with your kids.
What are some of the main online traumas that kids are actually dealing with every day?
Well, the everyday trauma are social apps. Social media apps. We're looking at Snapchat as being one of those. The young people are definitely into Snapchat. And Snapchat has over 160 million users a day. But what parents don't understand is Snapchat also has add-ins. And one of them is called YOLO. You only live once, YOLO. And this YOLO app allows a user to be anonymous whenever they're texting or snapping a person. And kids use this just like the old TikTok Yik Yak used to be, where you were just in the vicinity of somebody and you can anonymously text them to bully them. Kids are using this YOLO to be able to bully and to be able to make threats and try to stay anonymous from other kids. Snapchat is one of the most widely used applications for kids because they believe it'll all disappear. I'm here to tell you it doesn't disappear. Take a look at the Amanda Todd story. She tried to go from three different towns, three different schools to get away from one picture she sexted of her bare chest. And she couldn't do it. She told us online she was going to kill herself, and she did it. That's a very good case of somebody that's trying to escape what she did one time on sexting and couldn't do it. And she ended up ending her life.
Now, how are predators actually using social media to get in contact with children?
Oh, it's very simple. They'll make fake profiles. They make fake names. They use fake pictures of young boys or young girls that are very good looking, very pretty, And then they start bringing you in and grooming you as an anonymous person. They ask you to be a Snapchat friend. The kids agree to it. And then all of a sudden they start messaging them through Snapchat, thinking that all these messages will go away, because they do on your screen if you have this device. Kids are not using the Facebooks and the Twitters as much because it stays there. And it stays where they can see it. What they don't understand is these predators use that anonymity in order to be able to say, hey, don't worry about it. Nobody will ever know. Tell me this, tell me that, send me a picture. And once they do that and they get that picture, then they start, you know, extorting them for other uses. One of the worst we had, we arrested two people that had utilized an app called Discord to lure a child out of Mississippi out of his home. They gained friendship with this child through gaming, through Fortnite, and told this child, we're going to kill ourselves if you don't come help us. He was an 11-year-old child. They got him out of his house, into their vehicle, brought him to my part of the state of Illinois, the southern part, and had kidnapped that child from Mississippi. And he was able to get away and tell authorities, and we got those perpetrators. But just by the fact of manipulating that child's emotions, no child wants somebody to kill themselves, so they use that to get that kid in their car.
Now, are predators becoming more prevalent on the Internet? Is this a growing problem?
Absolutely, and they're using all of these different social media devices, social media apps, rather, to be able to lure people into their world and try to get them into that secret arena. You know, if you got a kid being bullied by their friends, being told that they're fat or they're ugly, and then you get this person that comes on there and then treats them with love and respect and has a beautiful picture, that child is attracted to that persona. Not necessarily that person, but that persona, that attention that they're providing them, and they become sucked into that mode. Many investigators, me included, make fake profiles and start going out there and see if we can get predators to try to go for us. And it's only in the fact that they look for those vulnerable kids that are looking for attention. And so cyberbullying and this grooming and cyberstalking are one and the same when it comes to pedophiles.
Okay, now let's talk about the dark web. We often hear about the dark web. Explain exactly what is the dark web for those that don't know, and how can you tell if your child is connected to the dark web?
Great question. And here's the problem with the dark web, because we see it on movies and it's glamorized as the dark world that it's hard to get to. Well, it's not. Now, you can't go to Google and enter the dark web. You can't go to Google and just pull up all of these terrible websites. You have to utilize a special browser called Tor, T-O-R. And this Tor browser is something that is a free download. You put it on your computer. It's got a free app. You can put it on your phone. And with that, you can enter all of the dot onion areas. The Tor emblem that you're looking for is a little onion, because these dot onion areas are where the dark and the deep web reside. So the deep web was there to create anonymity, right? To keep people from being identified of their location through their DNS, through their websites, or through their actions and searches. Journalists have used it, and people who are in that covert world has used it. It's 100 times bigger than the internet that you see through Google. This deep web then can become the dark web to keep people from being identified and arrested for putting out pedophilia and putting out, you can buy drugs, you can purchase hitmen through this, but you certainly can see all kinds of pornography and things that can traumatize children. We even saw one the other day where they were looking at cannibalism, and it was so easy to find a way to cook up human food. I mean, this is the type of thing that you can search through your Tor browser and see it on your screen immediately. And kids are right now looking for things to do, looking for that next level of shock. They're going to it. So look at your child's phone. Look for that app called Tor, T-O-R. Look for that onion and get it off of there.
Okay, go into a little bit more detail about how this Tor browser keeps your PC anonymous from the rest of the internet.
Certainly. The Tor browser, and especially if you use what's called a VPN, a virtual private network, it allows, whenever you search something and it comes to your computer, it's bouncing off of several different sites across the world. So it bounces off these other DNS, these other systems, to where whenever you start tracking it and tracing it, you get caught up in areas where it didn't originate from, and you just have to keep following that pulse until you can finally locate it. And by that time, it could take months. So we have, in law enforcement, we have special ways of being able to traverse some of that, and we've been able to take some things off of the dark web. But like I said, it's 100 times bigger than the internet that you and I know and see every day. It's so difficult to be able to trace all of this stuff as it's coming at you so fast, because they can drop it in a hurry if they know that you're onto them, and you then lose your track. So basically, it does not come from your computer. It bounces off all different types of servers before it gets to the viewer's eyes, and that's what makes it so tough to find somebody.
Okay, now tell us about your book. Tell us the name of your book and where we can get a copy.
Sure. The book is Education in a Violent World, and I wrote this book after years of research. I've visited so many communities that have been devastated by these school shootings and the school violence that has been occurring across the country. So I visit there, and I interview not school staff. I interview the community. I interview business owners. I interview people that are around there to find out what their perception of why this continues to happen, because I get it. In our schools, we are jam-packing a bunch of kids in there. We have too many kids in the walls. We treat them like they're all a herd of cattle, and that they ought to be able to perform at the same level depending on their age. We make them test on some arbitrary test through Common Core, and then we tell them that they're abnormal. And kids are individualized these days. They're so they're trying to separate themselves as an individual, but still yet in schools, we take those average kids and tell them they're not normal because of a test score. So I get it. We've got a lot of problems in our schools because they're designed in the early 1900s for a world that we had no idea was going to occur. So I wrote the book to give people an understanding of what we're dealing with in terms of our children and the world that they live in, their depression, and what causes that depression. I've heard over and over again, you know, that's Johnny being Johnny, or that's just kids being kids. No, sometimes there's indicators there of some very deep problems, and we as parents, we don't want that stigma on them that they've got some kind of mental issue, but they do. They've got a mental issue because they're dealing with a different world than what we did, and that's why I wrote the book, Education in a Violent World, and you can buy it anywhere where books are sold. It's a bestseller on Amazon. That's the easiest way to get it, but I hope, and you'll never be able to know this, and society can't stand this, because you can't evaluate the effectiveness of trying to save a child's life.
Right.
You may never know if it did. So I pray that this book saves lives and people go out and read it and they make a difference in a child's life.
Also, tell us where we can get in touch with you for more information about social media security and school security as well.
Sure. You can go to my website at drstevewebb.com, drstevewebb.com. Download my 3-step guide to staying safe in public. I mean, we've got a lot of problems going on in our world right now. And when I visited and I interviewed people after the Las Vegas shooting, I learned a great deal about what our issues with in this 2020 world that we're in. Of the first thing we do when we get up is look at our phone. The first thing we do when we get in our car is look at our phone. The last thing we do when we get out of our car is to look at our phone. I mean, our focus is no longer on our environment. And it's killing people, because our environment is dangerous. It's a dangerous environment that we need to be aware that's there. So download that free guide. You can get a hold of me there. You can get a hold of me at swebb@safeschoolsystems.org. That's safeschoolsystems.org. I started Safe School Systems because I was so tired. I'm an Alice trainer, and I'm also a Raider, which is a solo engagement for law enforcement. And I'm so tired of talking to schools about what to do after a kid's come in with a gun. I developed a program to teach them what to do to prevent this. I do behavioral threat assessments. We look at that whole Johnny being Johnny thing is over. It's no longer the case. We have to look at individual normals and quit trying to decide that there's one profile, because the show Criminal Minds, being able to come up with a profile out of thin air, not true. These kids are individuals with individual experiences. We need to start treating them that way.
Okay, Dr. Steve Webb, social media intelligence expert, police officer, and founder of the Safe School Systems. And we've been talking about cyberbullying and how to prevent your kids from falling into the trap of being cyberbullied. So thanks once again for joining me today, Doctor. Some great information, very interesting.
Thank you so much for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.